Lord, just show me that there's some people here who have questioned His faithfulness. Almost like, you know the songs, great is Thy faithfulness and all these things, but you're really not sure He's faithful. The Bible says He cannot lie. But even in that, you're not sure about the word. Is it truth? Some of it you might believe, but not all of it. Oh, thank you, Father. It's kind of hard what He's saying, so I'm just going to say it, but what He's saying is that you haven't really been seeking. So you're questioning in Him and you're doubting Him, but you're also not really seeking Him. The Lord say unto you that when you seek Me, you will find Me, if you search for Me with all your heart. You've been wanting God to prove Himself to you, but there's been no seeking, no true question. That's not how things work in the Spirit. His promise is when you seek Him, you will find Him. Not, God, prove yourself to me and then I'll believe. That's not it. It's not the way. And what it takes is humility. It takes a humbleness of heart to say, God, I really want to know You, Lord. I want to know that You're real. I want to believe. So Lord, help me. Help me to believe. He is the one true God. He is the one true God. It's through faith in Jesus alone. It's through faith in Jesus alone. You can't add other gods and other philosophies and other ideas. It's Him alone. Thank You, Lord. So right now, right in this place. Right now in this place, we're just going to take a minute. A minute for repentance. A minute to search your heart. A minute to cry out to Him. It could just be in your head. It doesn't have to be out loud. Thank You, Father. So if you've been doing business with God, no matter where you stand with your walk, and you want to pray and just kind of rededicate your heart and your life to Him, we're going to give you opportunity to do that right now. You know, if that was you at the unbelief, because you believe like He hasn't been faithful, I encourage you right now just to repent. Say, Father, I'm sorry. Forgive me for not believing that You've been faithful to me when I haven't been seeking You. And for everyone else, whether you've ever committed your heart to the Lord or not, but you want to just recommit your heart today, maybe for the first time, it doesn't matter. Just go ahead and pray these words after me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I love You. I believe in You. I believe in what Jesus did. He died on the cross for my sins. I've received by faith forgiveness and the new life that comes from You. I say that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I thank You that I am now adopted into Your family. I am a child of God. Help me this day forward to trust You, to believe in You, to not doubt You, to live my life for You in every area. In the name of Jesus, amen.